Inflation continues to slip. This morning we got the PCE inflation report, and that's the preferred inflation measurement for the Federal Reserve. I'm Rich Paz for Critical Point, July 28th, 8:58 a.m. Eastern Time. Okay, the report came in and showed the month-to-month change on the PCE inflation index, 0.2%. I think that was a tick up from the prior month, but overall, as you can see, the month-to-month change has returned to normal. So people like that report. Now, the core inflation came in also at 0.2 for the month. Now, the yearly inflation for the headline came in at 3%, and it had been at 3.8%. And the CPI inflation report that came out earlier in the month dropped from 4 to 3. So I think we have the PCE now catching up with the CPI. That's constructive. I think that suggests downside momentum is solid. Inflation's coming down. The Federal Reserve should like that. However, when we go to the core annual rate, it's at 4.1 versus 4.6. Still coming down, but not as fast as headline. And it's still relatively high when looking at various historical measurements. So that can still mean the Federal Reserve isn't necessarily going to want to lower rates. But overall, this report should be favorable, that they can feel a little bit relieved that we're winning the war on inflation. Now, I'd also like to point out that the Trueflation daily index or indicator that you can find at trueflation.com, that's T-R-U-flation, slipped to 2.1% as of a few days ago, but it's now back to about 2.58. I think this suggests that inflation, by their measurement, is getting close to 2%, but may find a floor there, may bounce along sideways. Overall, though, it's still leading the government inflation numbers lower. It's still a positive development. Now, how does this relate to the stock market? Well, as I told subscribers this morning, I think yesterday's sharp reversal to the downside in the S&P 500 and other major indexes was nothing more than some profit-taking, an overreaction, a bit of motion. I'm even calling it an oops trade. And so I think we'll probably see the stock market recover next week. Now, I don't see this inflation report changing anything in the model in terms of our forecast of what is the stock market going to do into September. And also, for a larger trend, what is it going to do going into November? And then how does that fit within the long-term trend for the U.S. stock market? So no changes, and I like the inflation report as of today. Next week, we will get a jobs report. We're also going to get some PMI reports. This week, we saw the GDP for the second quarter come in at 2.4% versus 2% for the first quarter. So the economy is improving as forecast by the business cycle model, and it forecast that many, many months ago and forecast it to occur about now. So we're very happy of model performance, and I'm doing very well in the stock market. I'm guessing my performance of relative to, say, the S&P 500 index probably puts me in the top 5% of the entire country. Just guessing. All right, now, so we're going to stick with our long-term forecast as well as all the little fluctuations the model's going to show us by the minute, by the week, month, and year. Okay, now, for those of you who are not subscribers, go to criticalpointpod.com, take a look at my site, learn about myself, the modeling. There's some pages there to go over to the host site to watch videos, to listen to audio. Some of it's free, most of it's locked up for a subscription, and there's links there to subscribe. There's also a link on the somewhere on the home page to subscribe as well. And you can also go to criticalpoint.podbean.com, okay? And bean as in soybean or beans in the garden, okay? Go to that site, and you can also get there from the other site. And again, it's just going to show you a list of the available videos and audios and also a place to sign up. Get on board. The modeling has helped us so much in recent years, recent decades, and especially for the 2020 collapse and buying the market 2 days after the bottom and turning long-term bullish, and I'm still long-term bullish. And it's helped us with all these twists and turns along the way to have an understanding of why our accounts are going up and down and what do we need to do about it, if anything, okay? And I'm expecting a fantastic journey this decade. Join us. Get on board. Past results are not necessarily indicative of future results. And please pass all this free information and the websites and links on to others. I could use a little help here letting people know, let the public know what we're working on. Exciting times to be in the stock market. Exciting times to be involved in the U.S. economy and doing business. Thank you. I'm Rich Possum for Critical Point.